This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Protesters took to the streets across France on Saturday for the fourth weekend in a row to rally against a new health pass 2 days before new rules come into force. The new requirements championed by President Emmanuel Macron make it mandatory to have either a full course of vaccination against COVID-19 or be in possession of a negative test to enjoy usually routine activities. Macron, who faces re-election next year, hopes the new rules will encourage all French to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and defeat the virus and its fast-spreading Delta variant. But opponents who have turned out in the streets the past weeks argue the rules encroach on civil liberties in a country where individual freedom is prized. From Monday, the health pass will be needed for restaurants and cafes. It will be required on inner-city transport, including high-speed trains and domestic flights. The pass has already been required since July 21st to visit cultural venues such as cinemas, theaters, and museums. The Interior Ministry said over 200,000 people turned out last weekend and more than 160,000 the weekend before for the protests. Police do not expect the numbers to decrease this weekend. More than 1,000 Thai anti-government protesters clashed with police on Saturday in Bangkok as they protested against the government's failure to handle the coronavirus outbreaks and its impact on the economy. The protesters marched towards the office of the prime minister, demanding his resignation. Police sealed off roads and shot tear gas and rubber bullets to push protesters back. Street protests against the government have been held in recent weeks by several groups in Thailand. Frustrations are mounting over the government's management of the coronavirus outbreaks and the damage pandemic measures have inflicted on the economy. This is VOA News.